Thank you for joining me today on the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm Laura, and as ever, I'm joined by baby Archie, who is now 7 weeks old. If you hear any gurgling, crying, or cooing, that's not me. That will be him. Unless, of course, Colin Firth was to join me in the studio, and then I would be crying, I would be gurgling, and I would be cooing. But that's just not going to happen, is it? Colin, if you're out there, come and join us on Vectis Radio. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Back to business. Earlier this week, Archie and I popped out of the studio. We like to get some fresh air. And we visited Bodster. Bodster is an equine-assisted learning centre. And it's run by Joe and Giles Boddington. They are truly inspirational island folk. Whilst at Bodster, I attended the Never Too Old session. This session is run every Friday and it's for people over 50 years of age. It's a relaxed, gentle session and it's led by learners and includes socialising with people of similar ages and needs. With these learners on a Friday, Bodster have begun to run sessions for people with dementia and the project has really developed and come far. People with dementia often have physical issues, which means that coming to sessions is quite difficult. So Bodster also goes out to care homes and residential homes on the island. The value of equine therapy to help with mental well-being has been shown in various studies, and we know that sensory experiences are really important. Being with the Gentle Ponies at Bodster is a fulfilling emotional experience, and there's a real connection between the participant and the pony. Working with the ponies has also proved to increase conversation between residents in the care homes and participants of the workshop. Let's go and see what Joe and Giles have to say about their organisation. And I also checked in with some of the participants who were having an absolutely fulfilling, fantastic time working with the ponies and horses at Bodster.
Hi, my name's Joe Boddington, and with my husband Giles, we set up Bodster Equine Assisted Learning on the Isle of Wight in September 2011. And we work with anyone aged 6 to 90 or plus, working with ponies on the ground. So we provide the opportunity for them to interact with our ponies. There's no riding involved. And a lot of the things that happen is they gain confidence, they develop social skills, they learn how to communicate with the ponies and gain more self-awareness. And we work with anyone, whatever their needs. For example, we work with some of the schools like Ride Academy and St George's. We also do work with people that are unemployed. And the thing with ponies is they love to take things step by step in order to be successful. If you rush them, that's when the problems happen. So for someone who's been unemployed for a while, the thought of getting a job is massive. If instead you can break it down into little steps, then again, they can see their success. We also do a lot with people with mental health issues and depression, because the whole thing with a pony is they don't ask questions, they don't judge, and they take you as they are.
Do you want to tell us about some of your workshops that you're running then?
So we do various courses. People can be self-referred. They can just come along and give us a call and find out whether we could do something for them. So we do individual sessions, but we also do group sessions. So one of which is the session we do on a Friday, which is for anyone over 50, called Never Too Old. And it's quite a social session where people come along, they come and have a cup of tea and talk with each other, and then they spend time with the ponies. That also includes the opportunity for people with dementia, people with additional needs to come along as well, and they can either come on their own or with their carers. They don't have to come every week, but they can come, you know, when it works for them. And we're quite lucky because we can run that session at quite a low rate, because we're a partner with Adult Community Learning, so we get a small grant through them. We also are doing a session with people that are unemployed, and again we have funds for that, so we're constantly looking at ways to fund different sorts of projects that we do.
Welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show with Laura and baby Archie. We continue our visit of Bodster, the equine assisted learning facility which is based in God's Hill. While there, it was a pretty emotional experience to be able to witness how the participants gained so much confidence from working with these beautiful, majestic animals. There's a real emotional connection forged between the animal and the participant. And this therapy is one that encompasses the mind, the body and the soul.
I'm Alicia from AJK. I'm a support worker who helps help people get back in out into activities and things like that. So I bring Jean along every week. I investigated Jean would like to get out more. I wanted to do something that she enjoyed again. So we found Bodsters and she absolutely loves it. She's made comments such as it's the first time she smiled in the last 5 years and comments like that, which I find truly amazing for her. And you can just see that it brightens up her entire day. That's all she speaks about all week.
That's so lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
So special.
Yeah.
Definitely. How long have you and Jean been coming to Bodster?
Only the past probably 6 weeks.
Okay. But you've seen a massive
improvement. Only daily as well. So with Jean's memory, because it brings back all the memories of what she did when she was younger, those memory helps her in daily life as well. So it brings back other things that she can do. So it's great. It's really lovely. It's lovely to hear about her stories when she was young and how she interacts with the ponies now, which is great.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite pony?
Not really. We use Tippy quite a lot, so probably Tippy at the minute.
Yeah.
But they're all really, really lovely. And how they all interact with them as a group. And it's a great social event as well because they all get to know each other, the people as well as the horses. So,
and it must take the pressure off because you're here for the horses. So it takes the pressure off you interacting with other people because you can just talk about a horse if you don't know what else to talk about.
It's like a common interest, and because they all have that common interest, it brings out other daily things. But for them, it's that connection with the horse, and that's what brings them here. So it's really, really great.
Tell us about your horses.
So we have one horse, Benny, who's a Welsh Section D, and we have four ponies who are New Forest ponies, and they all do sessions with various people. At the moment, Tippy, the New Forest pony, comes out and does visits, but we're going to have a horse box. We'll be able to take other of our ponies out. So we have Tippy, who's a mare, and Gigi, who's a mare, who hopefully will be able to come on more visits. And then we have three geldings, Blue and Mario and Spenny. And Mario in particular is quite an interesting character because Mario and Gigi, we actually got straight off the forest, so they belong to commoners on the forest. And Mario missed the roundups, so the agisters that look after the ponies on the forest suddenly went to the commoner. Do you know you've got a colt, a two-year-old colt on the forest? And he went, what? Because the mare had cleverly missed the roundups. So as a result, Mario is very shy and takes a while to get to know you. But once he gets to know you, he is amazing and, for example, will join up with you and work with you loose. But you have to be with him. So the thing about ponies is they stop you worrying about all your stresses and everything else because you have to focus and be with them.
What inspired you to do this? This is an absolutely phenomenal organisation that you have here.
So I've always loved horses and been with horses. I actually trained as a teacher. I then jacked it all in, became a working pupil and trained to teach riding and worked in the stables. I then went to a place called the Fortune Centre of Riding Therapy on the mainland, which works with 16 to 25 year olds using horses to develop life skills. But it was very British Horse Society set and it was residential, which works for some, but it meant you couldn't really work on each person's individual needs. And even when we do small group sessions, we try and work on the individual's needs. So I met up with a lady called Tricia Day, who runs Equine Assisted Qualifications, trained with her using some natural horsemanship methods. And there are various Equine Assisted Qualification centres all over the country, and we are one of them on the island. And it means that we have standards that are the same. We have investors in people status, so we can offer qualifications through Open College Network, but it also means we can develop, each centre develops the needs that they have. So you have support, but you're not sort of under a strict regime, you have to do it this way. And the main thing that Tricia and all the centres work on is allowing the ponies to influence the sessions. So, for example, you'll start a session thinking, OK, I'm going to do X, Y and Z, and then actually the learners help to lead the sessions along with the ponies.
You're listening to Vectis Radio 104.6 FM and online. You are listening to the Wednesday afternoon show with Laura and Baby Archie. Thank you for joining us. We continue our visit of Bodster, the equine therapy centre in God's Hill on the Isle of Wight.
Every morning I wasn't in school, I used to go down to the stables and help. I thought I was helping, but muck out. And I was brought up with horses all the time. Yeah. And big cart horses, they were really big horses. Yeah. Nothing like this. But so my love of horses continued. And when I married, my husband found this horse, that colour, just a bit darker, you know, richer. His name was Rocky.
Oh.
And he bought him for me. Oh, he was lovely. But then they don't live as long as us.
They don't, but at least you had the love of Rocky for his life.
Oh, I was lucky. Yeah. I was very lucky to have Rocky. And I've not been here that long, but I love coming here. And I go home and I'm very relaxed.
The thing with ponies is because they're prey animals, they are looking at being aware of their senses and noticing things. So as you're sitting with them, you become part of their herd. So if you get worried, they don't go, oh my gosh, I need to be worried. They go, okay, is there anything to be dangerous? No, there isn't. So in fact, I need to help you relax. So that's why they learn how to be around you by how you're being with them as well.
What are the benefits then if you have, for example, dementia of coming to work with these ponies?
So the benefits for people with dementia, what we are doing is because we were successful in running the People's Project, because we had a lot of support on the Isle of Wight with people voting, and we finally have got the money, so we actually have just ordered our horse box. So it'll mean we'll be able to do a lot more visits round to various homes, residential places, the hospital and so forth on the island. Because a lot of people, although we do sessions here, they find it hard getting to us. So much easier if we can take the pony to them. And what we've found is that the carers in various of the homes have said that people have come to talk to the pony. They don't normally come out of their rooms. We've had a lady who has Parkinson's in one of the homes, and when we took the pony to her, who shook a lot, but as soon as she started to stroke the pony, she stopped the shaking. It brings back memories for them. The ponies don't need it to have people remember who they are, so it doesn't matter if they forget week to week, but people suddenly bring back conversations of things that have happened to them in their past. So the benefits are that it helps people be more communicative. It gives them something they can talk about with their carers. And part of the People's Project is we also want to take photographs, which means that then they would have photographs to show their carers and family, which they could then talk about when they come and visit. And what we want to do is to have volunteers coming with us that are younger, so younger people. And as a result, those younger people will be able to see that just because you have dementia or you've got a disability, it doesn't mean you can't have a fulfilling life as well.
Welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show with Laura on Vectis Radio, 104.6 FM and online. Let's continue our visit of Bodster. What kind of stories can you tell us about the relationship your horses, your ponies, with people who come to your workshops then?
So a lot of people that work with ponies, it's a hobby and they don't have a lot of time. So it's very much, okay, quickly get the horse tacked up and go for a ride. Here at Bodster, we use natural horsemanship methods, so we look at how the ponies communicate with each other. And in fact, we just facilitate the sessions. The ponies teach, and they help us understand that we need to give clear communication if we want the pony to come and be with us. Sometimes we'll do work on leading. Sometimes we'll do work where the ponies are loose and people see if they can have the pony come and want to be with them and possibly walk with them loose because of how they're being. And the ponies seem to know how they need to be. For example, we've had one lady who has fibromyalgia who comes, and she finds it quite hard moving around. So we'll bring the pony up to her where she can sit. And we've had situations where the pony has literally notice that the lady needs to put her hand down on her lap, so the pony will bring its head lower in order for the person to stroke the pony.
Do you have a favourite? I know we're not allowed to say that.
Her.
So Tippy.
She's lovely.
What do you love most about Tippy?
Because she is giving. She knows you like her. And she will let you touch her and mess her about when other horses sometimes don't like it. They don't mind being groomed, but they don't always like being just stroked. But she is so amiable. She was lovely. And I've not been here that long, but I love coming here. And I go home and I'm very relaxed.
What do you love most about coming to Bodster when you come here?
It's so relaxed and it's friendly and the horses are happy and contented. And it's nice.
It's nice and social.
Yeah, they're very nice. Yeah, very nice social. We get on all right, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All of us. And it makes you realise there's so much. If you just look around, how lovely the world is.
Oh.
Not always nasty, but just look at some of the animals and thank God for them.
Tell us about Spenny.
So Spenny is our only horse. All the others are New Forest ponies. He's a Welsh Section D. So Section D merely indicates his height. You have a Welsh Section A, which is tiny, B bigger, C bigger, and D, which is the biggest, you get them. Traditionally, Welsh cobs were used for carriage driving because they've got a really nice high action trot, so they're very good for that, and strong shoulders.
Yeah.
So that's Spenny. Spenny's 29, so he's quite an old man now. This little one is Mario.
He's very beautiful, isn't he?
Mario is, he was born on the forest, on the New Forest, and his owner didn't know he existed until he was two, so everything was a bit rushed with him, so he's much more cautious than the others. Mm. But once he gets to know people, he's very, he connects really beautifully.
Yeah.
We've been having some problems with him. He has trouble swallowing.
Okay.
So he tends to chew grass and then spit it out. So he has a lot of hard feed.
Mm.
And we finally got some weight on him. He was very, very skinny. You could see his ribs.
Yeah.
But as he's molted his winter coat, he's a transformed pony. He looks fantastic now. He's got a beautiful coat. He's got some covering of his ribs.
How old is he now?
He's 14.
Oh, gosh.
And he's kind of second in command. So it's real all about which horse moves which horse. So Spenny moves everybody. Mario moves everybody apart from Spenny. Gigi, the little chestnut mare who was also born on the forest, she moves everybody apart from Mario and Spenny.
Right.
And Tippy is a Palomino who was a planned bred in her. She was born in somebody's paddock at the back of the house. My sister's paddock, actually. So she moves Blue. So Blue's
the bottom of.
He's the kind of bottom of the heap, but he's not really fazed by that. He's Spenny's great friend, because before we started, we had those two when we lived in the New Forest.
Okay. It's very chilled out here, isn't it? These horses are giving out a really lovely vibe.
Yeah, they do. This little herd has been together for 7 years now. So their relationships with each other are very established. And Blue and Maria do sometimes disagree, but Blue will usually defer.
You're listening to Vectis Radio 104.6 FM and online. We continue our visit of Bodster. Participants can relax whilst they socialise with the horses, with each other. They gain an insight into other people's lives, other people's viewpoints, and an ability to not give up at the first hurdle.
Hi, my name's Jenny. I've had encephalitis in 2005, and it was very devastating. And about 4 years after, I think five, I can't remember because I've got a bad memory, I got in touch with Bodster and asked if I could come along, because I was trying to bring my memory back bit by bit. When I was younger, I used to work with horses a lot, breaking them in from the moors. Yeah. And always had a love for horses, and since coming to Bodster, it has brought back a lot of memories. Even now, I suddenly think, oh, did we wear purple to Pony Club? And Joe will say, yeah, you did. So
it's really helping.
It's really helped me with my speech, because I had a lot of trouble with my speech. Helped me with my memory to remember the ponies' names, people's come. It helped me with my balance. My well-being, and yeah, the whole picture was good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what do you love? What do you love doing most here with the pony?
I love it because it's natural horsemanship, and we're in agreement with the pony, and that's what I had to do to break the ponies in, because it was an easier task in the long run to have an agreement. And a more gentle approach. So, and it's nice social to come and have a chat with people and a cup of coffee. Yeah. So it's a lovely setting. So
it's just wonderful.
It is, yes. Oh. I really look forward to Fridays.
Yeah. How long have you been coming to Bodster?
I can't tell you exactly, but it's a long time.
Brilliant.
Well, it's. I did my time, and then I said to Joe and Giles, please, can I still come? And they said yes, so I still do.
Yeah.
And I bring a couple of girls as well that haven't got transport, so usually have two more.
Do you have a favourite pony?
Well, I used to have Blue was my favourite, because he was always mischievous. Because when we brought them in from the field, if you didn't manage to get in the stable before him, he would quickly give you a little nudge and push you in before him, so he knew what to do.
Yeah.
But they're all lovely.
Yeah, they are, aren't
they? They all have different characters, all different sizes and different colours.
So Joe's just basically moisturising Tippy's hooves to keep the moisture in, because it's so dry at the moment. So you'll notice that Tippy, as the session goes on, will relax. She's very much... horses work off energy. So if you watch Spenny moving the others, he puts energy into the space that he wants. For us, that's quite a difficult concept, but we use it. You just watch the person who comes to the party, the life and soul of the party. They arrive in the room, everybody notices them. So that's energy. So we can really affect how Tippy is in here by the level of our energy. So if we bring down our energy, bring things quieter and quieter, Tippy will become more relaxed. She will work to have us be more relaxed. Because obviously, when we're in here, this is the herd. And as a herd animal, the strength in numbers, so you want everybody to be comfortable and relaxed. So she will work with us, and you can see now she's starting to, her head's come down, eyes, breathing slows down.
That's
she's still listening,
really. Yeah, but she is actively just bringing that
She's
energy
actively
down.
Lowering the energy in the room.
To chill everybody out.
To chill everybody out, because if everybody's relaxed, things must be safe. And for a prey animal, obviously the most important thing is to feel safe.
Yes.
Because what must be going through their head all the time is something going to eat me?
Yes.
And it must be a kind of constant thought. So to be in here with a relaxed herd, then nice. She can think, I'm not going to get eaten.
So this stuff, it's called Kevin.
She's probably not quite relaxed enough yet. But quite often, if you put your hand under her chin, she'll just rest her head on your hand.
And that's trust as well in the herd, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
She hates sprays.
So what's she having done at the minute, Joe?
This is some fly spray to keep the horse flies off. Tippy doesn't like sprays. She's pretty good at almost everything else. So she's going, help me, help me, yes.
She's gone to hide behind safety in numbers, as you've said.
Yes, she's gone to hide with the rest of the herd. I'm not here.
Thank you for joining us on the Wednesday afternoon show. We continue our visit of Bodster, the equine therapy facility in God's Hill on the Isle of Wight. Working with these ponies, Joe and Giles, and using natural horsemanship brings a sense of achievement to the participants. Attendees have said on numerous occasions that they then have a purpose for the week ahead. They've got something to look forward to. They come to Bodster, have a cup of coffee, cup of tea, socialise with like-minded people, and then they get to hang out with the horses. There's no pressure. Reality and real life is left at the front door.
I find it really relaxed. I find that if you're a bit low, it sort of lifts you, and it gives you a purpose, really, to get you out of bed and come here.
And also, it takes the pressure off kind of real life, doesn't it? Because you come here and you can completely immerse yourself in looking after a pony.
Definitely. And it also it makes you forget about everything, because you're concentrating on what you're doing. So it's, I absolutely love it.
They are very chilled. They're very good at what they do. They seem to know what people want very much. You watch them interacting with people. And sometimes you really get that there's an interaction going on. It's quite fascinating. And for Joe and I, it's been really interesting, because we're here every day. I think there's two, three, maybe 4 days over the last 7 years when we haven't been here first thing in the morning to be with these horses. So we're very relaxed with them. And of course, we know how they interact and how they behave. Which is great for what we do, because it means it's very easy to keep the situation very safe.
And what do you see? So what kind of benefits have you seen from the therapy?
With other people? Massive. People who were having difficulty leaving their houses, who... this is the kind of highlight of their week. And the other thing is, with some of our clients who have mental health issues, they have been coming for more than a year. So of course we get to know them really well.
And it's a relationship not just with the horses, but with
the whole place.
And you've got a really beautiful farm here.
We are very, very lucky to have found this. We rent it, we don't own it.
Outstanding views over the rolling hills.
Interesting view of God's Hill Church, which you don't often see from this angle. So we've looking west, we've got the tower of God's Hill Church, then the village, moving to the right. In the distance you can see Just on the horizon, you can see the ramparts of Carisbrook Castle. Yeah. And then as you go on, you've got the solar panel farm at Blackwater and then St George's Hill. Yeah, it's stunning.
Idyllic.
Stunning place, yeah. Yes. And the other thing is that the main part of the field is set lower down, so it's kind of in a valley. So it's quite a two-part view.
Yeah.
You've got the big view on the horizon, and then you've also got your little kind of secret valley with the field down at the bottom, yeah.
Bodster's equine therapy sessions provide a safe space for learning. Joe and Giles conduct various exercises and games with the ponies and the participants. The horses don't judge you. They want to work with you. They want you to be part of the herd, and they want you to feel as relaxed and safe as possible within that herd. And this in itself brings huge feelings of self-worth, relaxation, confidence, and the ability to communicate with these animals and fellow participants, which is a great boost for self-esteem. Horses have developed excellent awareness of non-verbal communication. This is the main way that they communicate with each other, via body language. They hardly ever use verbal signals. And working with a horse gives people the opportunity to overcome fear and develop confidence. It also provides opportunities to discuss other intimidating and challenging situations in a safe space. The benefits of attending courses at Bodster are outstanding, and Joe and Giles should be massively proud of their organisation.